That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. The new grab bag sale, based on label-less canned goods, has been going so good that Lum went to the county seat yesterday to try to order a lot of damaged stock from the wholesale house. The only fly in the ointment so far has been Grandpappy Spear's amazing ability to guess the contents of any can on the shelf and thus get it free. But Grandpap is the only one who can do this, and so the sale bid fair to be a huge success. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, remember back about a year ago when you could get only a gallon or two of gasoline a week and you had to stay at home? Well, it's going to be a lot different this year. You'll be on the go more this spring and summer. So, be wise. The next time you go to your drugstore, buy two packages of Alka-Seltzer instead of one. Keep one package at home and take the extra package with you wherever you go. You never know when you may want Alka-Seltzer for relief from occasional headaches or acid indigestion, muscular fatigue, or the headachy, feverish feeling of a cold. And a drugstore may not always be open or may not always be handy when you need Alka-Seltzer most. And that's why you should remember to get an extra package of Alka-Seltzer. Buy two packages instead of one. Keep one package of Alka-Seltzer at home always and take the other package with you wherever you go. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store. Grandpappy Spears, his arms full of canned goods, is nearing the front door. Listen.
Yeah, come here and open our door for me, Abner. Can't you see my arms is full?
All right. Just a second.
Service you get around this place is something terrible.
Oh, just catch up and I'll get the door for you.
I don't know whether I can carry all this junk home or not. Maybe you ought to deliver it, Abner.
I told you once I ain't deliver nothing to you, Grandpappy Spear. There, door's open now. Go on home. If you don't never come back, it'll still be too quick for me.
That's a fine way to talk to a customer.
You ain't no customer. You're a robber.
Why? Granny, Abner, I don't think you ought to talk to him that way.
Well, Lum, you seen what he done, didn't you? Walked out of here with a whole arm full of canned goods, and he never paid a nickel for them.
Yeah, of course, he was just going by the rules we set up for this grab bag sale, ourselves. I still don't see how he done it, though. He just right every single time.
That's just what I mean. He's taking advantage of us, Barnett. I'm going to lock the door the next time I see him coming.
Oh, you can't do that. Besides, I don't see this much to worry about. Luck like that can't hold out very long.
Luck? That ain't luck. He can do it every single time. He never misses. He's magic or something. I know he is.
Oh, fiddlesticks.
Well, he is.
Well, that's silly. All it could possibly be is luck.
Now, wait a minute. Just let me tell you what happened yesterday. I've been aiming on telling you, but we've been so bad blame busy this morning, I ain't had a chance.
Well, what is it?
Well, yesterday, after you left for the county seat.
Wait a minute, let me get a dipper of water.
Huh? Oh, yeah, help yourself for sure. It's fresh. I just brung it up a while ago.
Anyway. It tastes like stump water.
Well, I can't help it. That well down there might need cleaning out a little bit. Let me tell you about Grandpa.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, he got to bragging on himself yesterday, how he could guess what was in any can in this store, so I just called him on it. And I dog as he done it.
He did, huh?
Yes, sir. Then later on in the afternoon, he come back with a grocery order a charity to give him. He guessed all that canned goods right. So that order he got then never cost him nothing.
I do know.
And if that weren't enough, he come back a little later on with Charlie Redfield. And just a whole batch of more stuff. Of course, he's just showing off in front of Charlie what he's doing. But all the time, it was costing us money. Just burned me plumb of them.
Do you mean he actually done that, brung them over here and helped us?
Yes, sir. He done.
Oh, fine to goodness.
Well, you seen him here just now.
Yeah.
I tell you, Mom, he's magic. That's the only way I can see it. He don't shake the cans or nothing. He just stand back over there and point at something and say, "String beans." Oh, you open it up and it's thing beans.
That is cute.
Oh, he's magic. Either that or he's got them X-ray eyes on. And I don't think he's got them. Can't hardly see from one side of the store to the other.
Well, I reckon we had better try to unencourage him from coming in here. He's liable to bankrupt us if we ain't careful.
Why, sure. He's bought more stuff now than he can ever use. Or he's got more, by guessing. Fact is, you know what I was just thinking here a while ago? That varmint might be aiming on starting up a store of his own so they can go into competition with it. He could undersell us, too, because he's getting all his stock for nothing.
Yeah, well, we'll try to keep him out of here as much as we can. This is still the greatest one-eyedy we ever had, though. I'm convinced of that.
Yeah, yeah, well, making money all right. Helping when that grandpap comes in.
Yeah, if it wasn't for him. And we're going to make even more money.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait till I tell you how I come out at the wholesale house yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, I've been aiming to ask you because we've got a lull here. I sort of expected to hear from you last night. I thought you'd call me in.
Well, I was aiming on calling in, but it was pretty late by the time I got back to town.
Yeah, well, what happened? Was you able to buy some of that damaged stock in there from them?
Was I? Just wait till it gets here.
Oh, hell.
They had a back room there just full of the junk. Tickled to death to get it off their hands. Sold some of it in for nothing.
Well, good for them. For us.
They had one case of canned milk there that the labels are half coming off of, and the man said he could paste them back on for me. And you ought to saw the look on his face when I told him we didn't want no labels on them at all. He says, well, you won't be able to tell what's in them.
Yeah.
I said, we don't want to know. And he looked at me like he thought I was pecked in the head. Just sure as it was.
Don't get it. I wish I could have been there and saw that.
Yeah, he started asking me a lot of questions, but I wouldn't tell him nothing.
He wouldn't.
Closed up like a clam.
He did?
Yeah. What is a clam?
I don't know, love. I just wondered myself what you closed up like.
Folks taking out clams.
Oh.
No, that was something else. But anyway, I wouldn't tell him nothing. Yeah, I feared they'd see what a good idea we got and start using it themselves.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we don't want this idea to get out. No
way. Yeah, it's too good a thing.
Oh, yeah, secret. Keep it secret.
I was just thinking on my way back last night, we might start our whole chain of grab bag stores.
Chain?
Give me another drink of that water.
Okay, what do you have, fish for breakfast? Seen a man so thirsty.
Yeah, I thought we might branch out and have them all over the country. Be the grab bag kings of America.
Well, that's something I've always wanted to be, with a king of some kind.
Well, stick with me and you'll be one.
Yeah, Elizabeth, she could be a queen. Queen Elizabeth.
That's
awful. Yeah. Oh, when is that new merchandise going to get here?
Tomorrow or the next day. I told them we need it quick as we can get it.
Well, we sure do. The rate that grandpa's hauling the stuff out of here, we do. Is there many big cans in that new stuff you ordered?
Oh, I don't recollect now. Why?
Well, I just noticed that them big ones are the ones that's going the fastest. See, long as we got a flat 25-cent rate on all of them, why, folks are picking out the biggest ones because they get more for their money that way.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, they'll pick on them big ones.
Well, maybe we better change the rules a little there. Put different prices on them.
Different prices?
Yeah, might could charge 20 cents for small cans and 35 cents for middle sizes and 50 cents for the big ones.
Well, I believe that sounds like a better idea.
Yeah, a lot of them are still trying for the big ones. Figuring there's a chance to get them free.
Yeah, sure.
I'll get busy and print up a new sign.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good idea. Make a new sign. Or if you don't, why, folks will think, you know, oh, my goodness, alive.
What's the matter?
Well, just look out in front of the store. He's coming back again.
Oh, Grandpap, you mean?
Yeah, look at him. I notice he's got a wheelbarrow with him this time.
That don't beat the bugs you're fighting.
Well, he must be aiming on starting up a store of his own sure to whirl alone. Look there, he's even got sideboards built up on it so he can tote more stuff in there.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Here, howdy.
Now, listen here, Grandpap. I told you not to come back in this store.
Nice day, ain't it, Abner? Well, I'll take that can right there. It's pork and beans.
Now, just a second now, Grandpap.
A customer has spoke to you, Mr. Peabody. I'll take that can right there. Open it up and see if I'm right.
I ain't going to do it.
You've got to do it.
I don't know.
I'm a public citizen and I know my rights. Hurry up now.
What have you got that wheelbar out there for?
What business is that of yours?
I want to know what you're aiming on doing with it.
Abner, a man's got a perfect right to push a wheelbarrow down the street if he wants to. Do you know of any law against it?
Why? Well, no.
All right. Pork and beans, that's my guess.
Now, listen, Grandpap. You know dad blame well that you've carted away more stuff from this store already than you can use in a million years.
Yeah, I'm afraid we're going to have to ask you not to buy nothing more for a while, Grandpap.
We ain't asking you. We're telling you.
Well, now, hold on here. You advertised this grab bag sale, and all I'm doing is just following the rules of it.
You're bankrupting us. That's what you're doing.
I don't care. That's your lookout, not mine. I never started the sale. I'll take that can right there. Fortune beans.
Well, now, wait a minute. Wait just a minute. I just want to tell you that the prices have been changed. That can you're pointing at there is now 35 cents.
I don't care, just as long as I can get it for nothing, if I guess right. Put it up to $20 if you want to.
Huh?
My guess is fortune beans. Hurry up and open it and see if I'm right. I'm getting bored.
Listen, Grandpa, if we let you have any more stuff out of this store, there won't be enough for the other folks here in town.
Yeah, that's right, Granddad. We don't want to see no one fella hoarding food. Give the other fella a chance.
Why, sure.
I'll give them all the chances they want. You fellas set up some rules, and now you ain't willing to stick by them yourself.
Not with you, we ain't, because you're cheating.
Cheating?
Yes, sir. I don't know how you're doing it, but I know as you must be. I know you ain't smart enough to do it no other way.
By Jiminy, wait a minute. Now, no little sawed-off varmint can talk to me that way.
No, I can't, huh?
No, sir, you went too far.
Well, stick up your noose. Come on.
I'll stand right here and guess every single can you've got on your shelves.
Huh?
I'm going to tote it all out of here for nothing, too. I ain't going to leave a single can in this whole seven-legged store.
I know, but you can't do that.
Can you think of any way to stop me?
Why, can I, Lum?
Why, sure we can.
Why, sure I can.
I'd like to know what it is.
I know, because I'd like to know what it is. What is it, Lum?
It's an interjunction.
Yes, sir. That's just what we're going to do to you, Grandpappy Spears.
As long as I'm justice of the peace, I'll just get out of interjunction again. Restraining you from entering our premises.
Yes, sir. Premises. That's what we're going to do.
This is still private property here, and we've got our rights.
Yes, sir. We've got our rights.
All right. Go ahead and get out your pigeon-toed interjunction.
We're going to. We're going to get it out. We'll get out four of them.
I'll get even with you somehow. I'll run you out of business. I'll trample you. Just mark my pigeon-toed words. This is the biggest flat-footed mistake you bow-legged varmints ever made in your whole seven-legged life. And don't say I never warned you.
Well, considering Grandpa's mystifying guessing ability, there might be more to his angry threats than one suspects. So be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.